each broadcast, we listen to great music and interview the people shaping the future of Canadian Christian music today. Please welcome our host, Dale Borland.
Dale Borland here, and welcome to the show. Stay tuned for some amazing music on the way. Plus, in the second half of the program, we're going to have an interview with Yamisi. She's Nigerian-born Canadian with some fantastic music. Back-to-back radio is brought to you in part by GMI Hub. To find out more about them, go to gmihub.ca. Let's start off the show with Quinn Thornis with the song Raise Your Voice.
Sometimes I don't know when to speak. Sometimes I doubt my own timing. Faced with a test of my belief, faith in something I can't see. Sometimes it makes me feel so weak. I can't be silent. I can't keep quiet. Raise your voice, shout it out, and stand together in innocence. Raise your voice, cry aloud. Jesus is with us, in him we stand. Been sleeping in sin, not fighting the giants. When did we stop living like we were dying? Raise your voice, shout it out. Jesus is with us. Raise your voice. Oh, 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 oh. I'm running in the race, but I'm stuck in my head. Still I'm reaching for the prize.
And now we have Quinn Thornis with the song A Good Day on Back to Back Radio.
When the world's telling me how it thinks I should live, like I got something to prove, that's when I look at these friends that I've been handed and all the people God's used. Oh, I want to tell you this simple truth. Every day's a good day when
And that's Quinn Thornis with A Good Day. Want to find out more about Quinn Thornis? Go to quinnthornis.com. Next up, we got some music coming your way from someone who started their career in Mississauga as a worship leader, now producing songs that we can all listen to and enjoy.
It's Rochelle Luke with
Unbelief.
Oh, all the beauty you have for me, I barely believe it. Even on the best of days, I don't know how to receive it. Sometimes I'd rather eat the crumbs that fall from your feast than face the responsibility of taking my seat. So I've been stumbling down the sidewalk beside the streets of gold, and I've been racing around in circles as if you're
back. And next up, we got More Than Beautiful right here on Back to Back Radio.
Longing
Rochelle Luke with More Than Beautiful.
Great music. I love the choir too. And now it's time to get to the interview portion of the show. We're going to be speaking to Yamissi.
I'm doing good. Thank you so much, Dale, for having me. Okay, I grew up in Nigeria. I only came here in the year 2000. But even though I was there, I was always listening to people like CeCe Winans and Nicole C. Mullin. I really like the two.
Yeah, those are two amazing artists. So what about the beginning back in Nigeria?
From Nigeria, I think I started at the age of 13 to start singing. I did an audition one evening at my church then, and I was waiting for them to say, oh, we're going to call you and let you know the decision. But it wasn't like that. I was just told that same day I was going to lead, but I was ready to lead. So I got so many opportunities to be leader, one song or the other, because I always prepared. And that really spurred me into what I'm doing now.
Well, right now I'm going to play one of your tracks. Tell us a bit about the song called Only You.
Only You. Wow. Okay. That was written in during the COVID time. That was 2021, I think, or 2020. There was the church I used to attend. We were told, okay, just because things were more online at that time anyway. So we were told, okay, each worship leader in the church, just come with the musicians. And we had no set list, nothing. So we were just supposed to do free worship. So right there, as we were just there worshiping for about 1 hour or so, just there worshiping, or is it like 2 hours? We were just there worshiping, and we didn't have any script that we were following. And while we're doing that, and especially singing in the spirit, this Only You came. So, of course, that same day, I didn't remember after I left the place what I had done. But thank God there was a videographer there taking the shots and following through the whole process. So then the church said, oh, they're going to premiere it November 29 or something like that. We're going to do this. And so I was like, oh, I was ready to watch. So that day I sat down. It was just a 12-minute thing, and because I wanted to know what was cut. And that song caught my heart. So that's the story of Only You.
Lover of my soul, the awesome great I am, beginning and the end you are. I am that I am.
Lover of my soul, the awesome great I am. Oh,
one more song coming your way from your missy. It's called Good to Me. Why don't you tell us a bit about that one?
Yes, Good to Me. Hallelujah. God has actually been good. You know, when we think about God's goodness, it doesn't mean that everything is perfect in one's life. But you have to learn to count your blessings and name them one by one. Each day, waking up is a blessing. This one is different. I wasn't like doing free worship or something like that. But this one, oh, it was more so that we were in a service at my church. And we were, we call it 12 Days of Glory. It usually happens the first month of the year, because each day there now, we're praying for the month of the year, the months in the year. So that's why it's 12. So the first day would be, you know, for January, that kind of thing. So I think we were in one of those days and somebody was on the keys there. And right there, I just got the chorus. I mean, the verse and the chorus right there. I sat down because when that happens to me in any service, people just know I get my phone. I don't care if there's noise around. I sing into it because if I leave that place, then I forget the song. But I knew it resonated so much with my heart and I just needed to record it. So I did that, the first and the second, like the first verse and then the chorus. So when I got home, the second verse came, I think, oh, maybe the next day. And so after doing that, a couple of days again, because that's how it happens for me, it might not be at one sitting, then the bridge came. And so I now forwarded it to someone at my church. I said, can you listen to this? And he was so excited about it. And he already brought the structure of the song. He brought the beat, I mean, the rhythm, everything. He worked it all out. And that's how we started proceeding from there. And so I knew the song was going to, you know, touch lives, because everyone should be able to sit and say, God has been good. The fact that one still has one's breath means God has also been good, you know. So that's the whole story about the song. It's still blessing lives as well.
I will sing of your mercies, oh God. I will tell of your goodness, oh God. You have shown me mercy, Lord. And the world's got to know about this, that you have been good. Hey, oh Lord, you have been good, good to me. You have been good. Oh, oh Lord, you have been good, good to me. You have been good. So good, so good, so good. Yes, you have. My God, so good, so good. Yes, you have. You have done what no man can do. Yes, Lord. Ever faithful, ever
So I want to thank you for taking the time to come and talk to us. It's really been a blessing getting a chance to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Blessings. Bye.
If you want to find out more about Yomissi, just go to yomissimusic.com. I'd like to take the time to thank you for listening to Back to Back Radio.
Back to Back Radio is here for you.
If you have a product or a service you'd like to advertise on Back to Back Radio, just email me at advertise@backtobackradio.com. We will be able to set you up with a really good campaign. I greatly appreciate having you on my team. Now, there is other ways you can support me as well. Go to backtobackradio.com and click on support. Back to Back Radio is brought to you in part by GMI Hub. GMIHub.ca to find out more. So why not join me next time on Back to Back Radio. Back to back, back to back, strong back, back to back.